Guarani is a very special language. It is one of the most widely spoken indigenous languages of the Americas. It is the only indigenous language spoken by a majority of the population of an American country, Paraguay, and it is the only indigenous American language commonly used among non-indigenous people. Within Paraguay, it is difficult to judge how much influence Guarani has had on Spanish, as most people speak both languages and frequently mix them together. However, over the border in Argentina, it is possible to identify words that have truly been adopted by Spanish speakers. Some have gone even further than Argentina, and some have gone even further than Spanish, which is why I've broken down these words into three categories. Guarani words used in northeastern Argentina, Guarani words used throughout Argentina, and Guarani words used outside Argentina. Guarani words used in northeast Argentina. There are native speakers of Guarani in the provinces of Corrientes, Misiones, Formosa, and Chaco. However, the following words are commonly used among people in this area who aren't able to speak Guarani. Pororo is the most common way to refer to popcorn in northeast Argentina. It is a Spanish version of the Guarani, pururu, which means to pop. In most other places in Argentina, pochoclo is more common. In many parts of the Spanish-speaking world, people say pobrecito to say poor thing. In the northern provinces of Argentina, you may hear people say angau, which is the Guarani equivalent. As is common with languages that get slowly lost, some of the words that are remembered are the insults. Catinga means smelly person. Tapoti means useless or excrement if the final I is pronounced more nasally. And Anyamembu means son of the devil. Luckily, there are some equally pleasant words that have drifted into northern Argentinian Spanish too, such as Chemembu, which is a sweet way for a mother to call her child. Kunumi, which is similar, but literally means caress. And Kate, which means elegant. This may be used by one woman to another about her clothes. Kikate. Ajaite is a common way for people to say far, which seems to be a mix of the Spanish there, allá, and ite, far in Guarani. A friend of mine from Chaco has told me her grandmother often says pico at the end of sentences in the same way that is generally done in questions in Guarani. Lastly, there is a common sound that many people in northern Argentina make without knowing that they are actually speaking Guarani. The sound je is a commonly used informal alternative to saying yes or sí throughout the northern provinces. Indeed, it is so common that I've even found myself saying it from time to time. I wouldn't do that in Buenos Aires. Guarani words used in all Argentina. These words are reasonably common to hear in many places in Argentina and Uruguay. Indeed, the word Uruguay, originally the name of the river, itself comes from Guarani, although its meaning is unknown. Chipá is a small baked food made of mandioca flour and cheese. It is originally from Paraguay and surrounding areas, but can now be found throughout Argentina. Variants often use their original Guarani names, such as chipasó, with meat, and chipaguasú, big chipa. The term chipamboca originates from rifle or weapon, either because it is cooked on a long stick resembling a rifle, or because the fat which drops from it while cooking makes an exploding sound upon hitting the coal underneath. Another food which can be found throughout Argentina is mbeju, which has similar ingredients to chipa, but is cooked more similarly to a pancake. Moving from food to drink, anyone who has been to Argentina will have realized the absolute obsession with mate, a hot drink using the yerba mate plant. The word mate is believed to come from the Quechua word for tea or infusion, as in Bolivia and Peru, mate still refers to all kind of hot drinks. However, its cold cousin, tereré, is very much Guarani. Particularly popular in Paraguay, but also drunk in Argentina on very hot days, tereré uses yerba mate, but is drunk with ice-cold water or juice, and often other herbs.